What a joy it is to be back with you once again today to present to you another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour, which is made possible through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries at 587 Oakwood Avenue, right here in Toronto. And we know that your hearts will be blessed as you allow the Word of God to work in and through your life today. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Today I would like to talk to you about confession. You know, it is always good when we confess to God all our failures. The Bible declares in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, the Bible says that if you will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Father, I pray that today your holy word is going to go forth under the anointing and power of your Spirit. That God, I pray that your word will convict every person and bring them under the shadow of your love, that they will experience, as they confess you today, that Jesus is the only way to salvation. We give you honor and praise. Amen. Here it is. The Bible says that if you will confess what? That Jesus is Lord and that God had raised him from the dead. That's what God did. The Bible declared that when he died, that they placed him. They placed him in a tomb. And the Roman guards were there keeping watch, and they were hoping that they would prevent the resurrection of Jesus from the dead after the third day. But I want you to know, beloved, it doesn't matter what the enemy sets around you to hold back or to hinder. If God has purpose for you to have victory in your life, there is no demon in hell, there is no power, there is no principality, nothing. Nothing is going to be able to hold back the supernatural flow of God's miracle in your life. The Bible declared that when Jesus, the light from heaven shone upon that old tomb and Jesus arose bodily, and all those soldiers who were keeping guard, they fell down. They became unconscious. The light of heaven hit them like a bolt of lightning. And they all became as dead men. And when they came about, they found that the stone was rolled away by the angels. Jesus walked out. By the way, I would like you to know that Jesus was resurrected. And you see, God did not have to send the angels to roll the stones away in order for Jesus to walk out, because when he arose from the dead, he arose triumphantly, bodily, and he had on a glorified body. He just stepped right out of that tomb. That stone was still in its place. The angels rolled that stone away to allow the disciples and the women who were going to be arriving. They were approaching. It was, the Bible declared, it was about to be dawn when that happened. And when the women came, they found that a stone was rolled away, and an angel was even sitting on the stone and says, "He is not here. Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Oh, yes. Beloved, what a joy it was. I tell you that the stone was rolled away so that the disciples can go into that little cave that was hewn out of the rock in the form of a tomb, so they can see that Christ was risen triumphantly. And if you and I confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we must confess Jesus. You see, there are a lot of people today who talks about good thinking and so forth. Those are not bad things to think about. We need to be positive. But positive thinking alone is not going to help us to live the life that God wants us to live. There are a lot of positive thinkers in the world today. And they go, they feel good, and nothing is wrong in listening to speeches that can help you to think positively. But I would like you to know we can do all the positive thinking we want. But if our sins are not forgiven, we have wasted all the efforts that were placed into all of these things. You see, God, He delivers us. He washes away our sins. He sets us free. And He brings us into a divine relationship with heaven. That when you pray, you can pray. You can pray directly to God. You don't need to go to a third person. You can go directly now to the Son of the Living God through His precious shed blood. And when you pray, you need to say, Father, I come to you to, in the name of Jesus through His shed blood for my sins. Thank God that it is only through His blood that man can approach the throne room of God and man can receive an answer in his situation, in his life. Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, if you will confess with your mouth, confession is important. When we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God had raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There are some people believe that one needs to make a public confession of faith. There are some believe that a person needs to go to the altar, you know, and in order to be saved. But let me tell you something. Salvation is available to you and I anywhere. You could be driving in your car, hear today's message, and if you call on God, God will and God can hear you. You don't need to find a church and you don't need to kneel down there and you don't need to find a priest. Think about that thief on the cross. The Bible declared that there were two thieves that were nailed. Jesus was crucified amongst two thieves. And one of them, he looked at the other one who was busy criticizing Jesus. And he was saying, listen, you claim to have power. You claim to come from God. And if indeed you are God, why don't you save yourself and save us? Bring us down. Take us down from this misery we're on. And destroy those people. But the other one, he looked towards him. He barely could move his head. He turned towards his friend and said, don't you have any shame that this man here who represents heaven, who represents God, this man here has done no wrong. You and I are being crucified for all the things we are guilty of. But Jesus, He has done no wrong. And He looked at the Lord and he said, Lord, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And Jesus looked at him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. Oh, what a wonderful thing. This man didn't have the opportunity to come down from the cross, find himself an altar, or go and find a priest. Jesus was his high priest. He's your high priest. He's my high priest. And he took his own blood. If you follow the old covenant or the Old Testament law, the high priest once per year would take the blood and enter into the Holy of Holies and put that blood on the mercy seat for the sins of the people. Every household would present a lamb spotless without blemish, and the priest would take the blood and present that on the altar of sacrifice. And he would go in. And I tell you that this is not a once per year thing, but you and I today can come to Jesus. We can come to God on a daily basis, on the basis of His own blood. He died once and for all, that all men might be saved. Can you imagine that? Paul is saying here that man needs to bring, he needs to come into agreement with his confession. He needs to understand that the mouth and the heart should be in harmony with one another. We all need to agree to the same thing. We need to confess the same thing. It is with the heart that you and I believe, because your heart and my heart, it reveals our personality. our entire being. Oh, reflects the heart. The heart reflects who we are. You see, there are some people who believe otherwise. But the Word of God says that, listen, lip service alone cannot give us salvation. But it is the heart of man. The Bible says in James chapter 2 and verse 20, and the Bible made it very clear, faith without work is dead. And you and I need to work with our mouth. We need to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and He's God. He died on that cross. Romans chapter 4 and verse 25 says, believe in your heart that God had raised Him from the dead. That means that the resurrection of Christ is in the heart of the gospel. That is the core of the gospel, the sap of the gospel. Oh, yes. And I want you to know today that Paul, he was delivered from all his offenses, and he was raised from all his unrighteousness and condemnation, and he was justified through his faith in Jesus Christ. And you today who are out there and you're listening to my voice, there is justification for you. If you have faith and you believe, Jesus says you can move mountains. And I would like you to know, in Romans chapter 10 and verse 16, it says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Beloved, it is God's desire that we all obey the gospel. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is wonderful. This is what God wants. To call upon the name of the Lord means that you and I must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way to salvation. Jesus made it very clear that He is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is not a word nor a thing. The truth is a person, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. He came, lived amongst men. He died on the old rugged cross, arose on the third day, and He's seated at God's right hand making intercession for you and I. That when we falter, when we fall, when we faint in the way, when we have our shortcomings, we can rise again through His name. It is wonderful to know Jesus Christ as our Savior. It is wonderful to know that God has provided a way out for each one of us. Today I would like to let you know, before we come to the end of this broadcast, right where you are, you can bow your heart if it is possible. And you can ask God, right there you can say, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you realizing that I need to confess. Help me to confess Jesus Christ as my Savior. And forgive me of all of my sins. Deliver me from all my unrighteousness. And I believe that if I confess that you are Lord, and I believe you died and you arose for me, I will be saved. May God richly bless you. And we hope to hear from you sometime. Give us a call. Let us know what this program has done in your life. At the end of this broadcast for today, you will hear our address. Write to us and let us know. You can also support us in whatever way you find possible. May God richly bless you and have yourself a great day with Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.